The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ireland's housing crisis does not seem to have an end in sight. So why not cross the border into Northern Ireland, where there is housing stock and there is great value? Henry McKean has been seriously considering it. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Are you serious? You are.
I am. I mean, I've fallen in love with this house here in the north. I live in Dublin. I have a slight view of the Mourne Mountains over rooftops, and I always wanted to find out what was on the other side. So I drove up to this beautiful town called Newcastle in County Down, and it's about an hour and a half from the Dublin border. And I came across this house called Clara Villa on King Street, looking over the Irish Sea. It's a Victorian property with sash windows, 5 bedrooms, 2 reception rooms, a garage. Who has a garage these days? 2 bathrooms and a Stanley cooker. Always important to have a Stanley.
Now, you showed me pictures of it last night.
I did.
What did I say to you? I said it's a money pit, Henry.
Well, okay, cosmetic. It does need a little bit of work, but nothing major. Yes, a Victorian house is a money pit. There's no getting away from
it. It's detached.
If
that was somewhere else, suppose it was in Sandy Cove near me, and what would it fetch?
Yeah, I would say a house like that, a beautiful house like that, looking over the sea and the mountains, I would say Sandy Cove, anywhere between 2 million and 2.5 million euro. Here in the north, guess how much you think it's going for? Guess how much?
A million?
It's 350,000 pounds, so about 400,000 euro. An absolute bargain. And I know I don't fall in love with property very often, but I have fallen in love with this property. I want it. Here is the estate agent, and I'm excited.
Hello, my name is William Wilson from James Wilson & Son Estate Agents in Newcastle in County Down. We're selling Clara Villa, 6 King Street in Newcastle. The property was built around 1896 and is a Victorian property situated on the upper level of King Street. It has views over Dundrum Bay, Newcastle Town, and is situated close to Donard Forest, which accesses the Mourne Mountains. The property consists of 5 bedrooms, 2 reception rooms, and priced at offers in the region of £350,000. The details can be seen on our website, www.jameswilson.co.uk.
I would imagine one of the reasons why there's quite a difference in prices between the north and south of Ireland was due to wages and the demand for housing. Probably in the south, because of the massive investment from multinational companies, there's been a massive demand for housing, pushing up the prices. In the north, the prices have certainly continued to rise, but we maybe don't have the investment that companies in the south would have.
So that's William Wilson from jameswilsonandson.co.uk in Newcastle in County Down. So, Henry, you fell in love with that property, but it does raise that question. Why is property in the north so cheap compared to property in the south?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, it's a really good question. We don't know exactly, but according to David Brock from Brock Dunlap in Dublin, it's jobs and opportunity. We heard there from William Wilson. We take it for granted in Dublin. We've got jobs. We have investment. The economy is good, despite what the naysayers might say. Things are quite good. Also, wages in the south are so much better. Mortgage interest rates here are a little higher. Nearly 6% here in the north. David Brock actually says that people, they might be selling up in Dublin, they might be moving to Australia, they might be moving to London, but they're not coming up here to the north, right on our doorstep. And the value, I met this middle-aged man called Richard near Queen's University in Belfast. Why is there such a big difference in price between Dublin and Belfast when it comes to property?
It has to be what's being offered in the city. There's more facilities, more amenities down in the Dublin, or perceived more amenities, and a lot more businesses are actually, large businesses are actually attracted to Dublin. The Celtic Tiger aspect that came there. So that has drawn a lot more money down, which has driven up, I think that's driven up prices because there's more actual cash available.
The Good Friday Agreement was over 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. Where we're standing now, it's beautiful. Why is it that property in Northern Ireland is still such good value, and we're not seeing lots of people who are struggling in the Republic of Ireland moving up to get a decent house for next to nothing?
I think it's driven by finances. People live where the money is.
And there's jobs.
There's not the same investment in Northern Ireland that there is in Dublin.
So there's just not the same job opportunity?
No, I don't think. Yeah, there's not the same job opportunities at all.
And what do you do for a living?
I work for the university.
So everyone works for the government, is that fair to say?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a public sector driven economy. You know, it's trying to change, but it's still very heavily driven by public sector, which is very limited.
And do you have a house?
I do.
Personal question, if you sold it tomorrow, what would you get for it?
Probably about 270,000.
And how many bedrooms?
Four.
Whereabouts is it?
It's out in Ballyclare.
So on the suburbs of Belfast?
Yeah.
That's a bargain.
It is, so it's very, very cheap, good price, and I'm there 20 years and it hasn't gone up much in value in 20 years.
Sounds like he was trying to sell it to you, Henry. Anyway, you've fallen in love with Clara Villa, the Victorian villa in Newcastle.
Yeah.
But in the course of your searches, have you found other good value?
Oh, unbelievable. I found a house for £40,000, roughly €45,000, price of a car, 8 Edenderry Terrace in Banbridge, 3-bed end terrace. It has gone sale agreed. I admit this one is a fixer-upper, Pat. I admit it needs a lot of work, probably another £40,000 to bring it up to standard. And I think if you live in the Republic and you can come to terms with Rishi Sunak being your Prime Minister, Michelle O'Neill being your First Minister, it's a bargain. And I think we've got to remember that. It's a different jurisdiction. We'd be living in a different jurisdiction. Also, for young people up here, incomes are much lower. People earn between €25,000 and €30,000 a year. Saying that, food is cheaper up here. But young people, like back in the South, they're struggling to get a mortgage. Here is Edward McMaster.
I rent, so I don't own property, and we're not been in a position really to buy,
so it is a bit of a struggle for you.
Well, I think probably one of the reasons why we aren't in the position is because we know it would just be beyond our means. So
it is quite expensive for you to buy.
Yeah, it would be.
What are you looking for in Belfast?
Well, we would need a family home, so we would need at least a 3-bedroom property, and that would just be beyond our reach.
How much would that be?
It would depend, but would you be looking around 200,000? Would that be around an accurate?
£200,000.
Yeah.
And at the moment, it's just too much.
Yeah, it would be, yeah, yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
So I'm in the church, I'm a minister in the church.
So they not give you a gaff? I mean, that's the best thing about being a minister, you get a free house.
Yeah, but if it's tied to the job, you know, so...
And they take it away then?
Yeah, if I got a different job tomorrow, then we'd have nowhere to live, so...
I mean, I'd become a vicar just to get the free gaff.
Yeah, well, sometimes these houses need a lot of work done to them, you know.
And so, they are selling a lot of those old rectories, aren't they?
They are, that's right, yes. And a lot of the new houses that they're buying also have problems, you know. Need ongoing maintenance, which...
And they do.
And the budget's maybe not always there for good ongoing maintenance.
Well, look, best of luck.
Thanks
with your
much.
House hunt.
Thank you.
Do you think it's good value here when it comes to buying a house or buying an apartment?
For young people, it's very difficult for them to buy houses.
So it's still hard for you to,
yeah, 100%.
To buy something?
Yep, 100%. And to get approved for a mortgage, like, you need to be earning decent income.
And what's a decent income in Northern Ireland?
I would say upwards of 30 grand.
So if you earn more than 30 grand, you should be able to get a mortgage?
Well, not that you should be able to get a mortgage, but you should be able to put away savings for a mortgage, which is what I'm trying to do at the minute.
And you don't have to tell me, would you earn more or less than 30,000?
In a couple of months will be more.
Okay, but there or thereabouts, young people on low incomes. I was just thinking there, Henry, for people who would retire, say from the civil service in the South, with lots of money, big fat pensions, if you were a secretary, assistant secretary, and then you moved up here and you pay Northern Ireland taxes on your pension, and you flog the big gaff in the South and move up here to some of the lovely villages and towns.
Beautiful.
The coast. Absolutely.
Stunning.
Now, you might fancy Portrush. I believe prices in Portrush might be a little bit steeper.
Yeah, and there, you know, you're right about taxes. It's not quite like for like. And Portrush, for example, a 3-bedroom house, is going for around £270,000. Mid-terrace, £125,000. Still good value, but Portrush up there, right up the top of the country. Beautiful. Here is Dan Henry, principal of Benson's estate agents, who cover the North Coast, including Portrush, right beside Royal Portrush. They hosted the 2019 Open Championships. It's going to come back in 2025. He spoke to me from Coleraine in his busy office. Phones going off in the background.
All these factors have led to an increased profile of our local area. And that, together with the experience of the COVID pandemic, our area got exposure to a lot of visitors and people who embraced the staycation phenomenon and came to the area as opposed to their traditional foreign destinations. As a consequence of that experience, we noticed a huge surge in demand, particularly for larger semi-rural properties. And it wasn't uncommon during COVID to see a lot of expats or local people returning from London and further beyond in other parts of the UK to embrace the new working from home practices. Having spoken to a lot of those people, I think it was widely regarded that they felt that the value on offer in our property was significantly greater than what was on offer where they were. And also by doing this, they were able to release equity. And also they felt that for particularly if they had young families, that the environment and our education system was probably better placed to give them more opportunities. So at the moment, our property market has remained very resilient. We have both a local audience and also a strong tourist audience. Particularly now at this time of year, we would notice a huge uptake in demand again. And obviously, locally, we also have the university. So even during the off-peak tourist season, there's also an academic calendar there, and a lot of people reside here and have homes that their children use during the academic term, and they subsequently then use them in the summer months as well. So our market prices, our levels of increase are manageable. But at the same time, I think it is widely perceived that relative to the rest of Ireland, and particularly around the Dublin area, people can't believe the value for their money here.
That's Dan Henry, principal of Benson's Estate Agents. And now, Henry, what about Belfast? How are the prices there?
Yeah, this is really interesting. Just to give you this very quickly, average house prices in Dublin, €430,000. In Ireland, it's €320,000. Average house prices in Belfast are £165,000 and £179,000 in Northern Ireland. So Belfast is actually really quite cheap. I mean, you can get a nice apartment, a really nice apartment for £149,000, three-bed semi, £205,000. On Orby Street Gardens, a period property on Rathgar Street, £250,000. So we're talking, I would say, half price or even a third of the price compared to Dublin or parts of Dublin. I did get to meet a mathematics student. He's looking to buy because when you're selling stuff for 40 grand, even students can buy them. He wants to buy next year. Ryan Urban discusses Belfast.
I suppose it's like living in any other city. You know, you've got your good transportation links, great university education, and at least in terms of the job market, things are looking pretty good at the minute. I'm final year of studies myself, so, you know, looking in that direction.
You know, it's busy. I mean, we're standing under a tree that's probably hundreds of years old, mm-hmm. and we're here in the Botanic Gardens. Belfast is beautiful in many places, mm-hmm. and you can still get a house for about €40,000, so you'd be able to buy a house in a few years.
Oh, well, here's hoping. You know, don't get my hopes up yet, because who knows what we're going to be looking like a couple of years from now, but I mean, we are, at least from what I understand, looking a bit better than Dublin, Cork, so...
Why is property such good value? Is it, you know, the legacy of the Troubles? Mm-hmm. Is it because the jobs market isn't as strong as other parts of the country?
It could also even be down to, in terms of building, or in terms of quantity of renting, in terms of who owns what, in terms of where the ownership is concentrated. You know, for example, I believe Canada, as an example, was reducing the amount of foreign investment, you know, for foreign people being able to buy houses within the country. To try and lower domestic prices. So, you know, there's certainly questions to be had there that...
But, you know, there's some great value. I mean, you can get a mansion here, a detached mansion, for maybe £300,000 or €350,000.
Mm-hmm. And as well as that, you know, the land value is great as well. If you're looking out in the countryside for large, single detached houses, you're looking, £300,000-£400,000 for that property, which, I mean... It's difficult to quantify the term good, but it's certainly, you know, up there. And as well as a university, Queen's University, you know, that we're standing right beside, likes to advertise itself as being, you know, the best value within the United Kingdom for living as well. Again, it's an attractive location for that reason.
That's Ryan Urban ending Henry McKean's snapshot of Northern Ireland property prices. So, Henry, will you live in Clara Villa or will you not?
I'm going to keep dreaming. I need to persuade my wife. She's having none of it, but I really want to. Sure, Camilla was here in Belfast yesterday. I missed her. I mean, you've got queens wandering around.
All right. Queens wandering around. Queens probably as well. Probably dropped in there. Henry McKean, thank you very much. And just think, if you entered our cash machine, you could buy a property in Northern Ireland because of this.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.